This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Tens of thousands of people were killed. Hundreds of thousands were driven from their homes in a process of ethnic cleansing. And rape was widely used as a weapon of war. An international deal ended the fighting in 1995, but the tensions have continued. Now, the Dayton Accords split Bosnia into two regions, the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the Bosnian Serb Republic.
And we just passed over from the... In Bosnia, you have different sections that are... Dobrodan Kakste. You have different sections that are considered RS, called Republika Srpska. So we're actually in the Republika Srpska. It's kind of confusing for some people, but you're... Well, yeah, you can see the flag here. So, I read an article, and we'll have that on our Facebook page. He was a Chetnik who was known for blessing the weapons of those who were out there contributing to the genocide in Bosnia. And at the end of the article, he talks about losing his soul. And he built a church out here. And I believe he's in this area. So we've taken it upon ourselves to come try to meet this bishop and invite him to the purpose. Since he's lost his soul, he's probably done a lot of atrocities, done a lot of evil, horrific things. But Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most kind. We as Muslims, we come out, you know, with that intention to invite purpose to people to purpose, to peace with their Creator. You know, always giving people the benefit of the doubt. So, inshallah, we're here. Hopefully we can find them and meet them and see how things go. Is it dangerous, do you think, what we're doing here?
People think this is dangerous, yes. It is kind of dangerous what we're doing here. You never know how he's going to react, if he's going to see this as a provocation, you know, that we came here to provoke him, which we definitely did not.
Is that him?
I don't know. Let's go see.
Let's go. Come. Nice to meet you.
Drago mi da vas upoznam.
Yeah.
Drago mi je i meni i pozdravljam koji će gledati ovu emisiju.
What we try to do is try to open the doors of communication between human beings, specifically between Muslims and Christians, so we can better understand each other.
Čuješ jednu stvar, ovdje je bio ekumenski pokret, da zbližavale se i vjere i religije. Pa, to je promovisano na drugom Vatikanskom saboru. Saradnja je, ali opalo je.
It used to be a communication, but it's getting lower.
Yeah.
There used to be a communication between religions.
Ovdje postoji ekumensko vijeće, to je institucija za zbližavanje vjera i religija.
There is a council that is here to communicate between religions and between religions.
Tako da prije je taj pokret je u Evropi zaživio nego u Americi.
That movement was earlier in Europe than in America.
Jeli neke stvari a vi Ameri predstavljate, a Evropa je to proživjela.
You Americans try to represent some things now which Europe already has.
Sad ovo ekumensko vijeće koje je sjedište u Sarajevu. Oni su, glavni su Reis, kardinal i mitropolit, oni se mijenjaju u vremenskom periodu. I tako, što se tiče ekumenizma, ovdje je u opadanju.
Would you like to see, bil ti tijelo viti, would you like to see that this door opens of communication, that Muslims come here, you come there, and we discuss and we dialogue about religion, about life, about purpose?
Znaš šta je? Rat je odnio sve. Jer ovdje je bio i građanski i vjerski rat. Škole rade na tome, čitam u štampi, i jedni i drugi itači idu u bogomane. Što se tiče tog ekumenizma, to je to.
What do you think when we find in the Bible, in, for instance, Matthew 19:19?
Šta je?
Matej 19:19.
Yeah.
Honor your father and your mother.
Poštujte oca i majku.
And love your neighbor.
I volite komšiju.
Sve je manje poštovanja i oca i majke i bližnjega.
It's more and more, it's less and less respect to the mother and father and the nearest in this time.
Po tome se mora raditi. To je moralna disciplina.
That's a moral discipline, moral discipline what you have to do.
A ta je disciplina poistekla od te zapovijesti.
And it came from that.
How about loving your neighbor?
A volit komšiju.
Kako ide? Ja sam ovdje s komšijama Bogom dano. Ja da sam komšiluk birao, ne bi ga tako našao.
It's a good thing to love your neighbor.
Ja sam ovu crkvu pravio. I napravio sam onu baraku. Kad ništa nije bilo. I mojom popularnošću je ovo.
And with my popularity, people came here to live.
What about in Luke 6, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6:27, where Jesus is allegedly have said, but I say to you here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
A što je sa ovim kad Isus kaže, volite svog neprijatelja i radite dobro onima koji vas mrze, koji vas ne vole.
Čuješ, ja nisam, Biblija. Čekaj, ja nisam dogmatičar. Jezi, što mi gledaš?
Ništa, ja prevodim kada sam gledam, da završite da mogu.
Jesu Tamadića, what did he say?
To je teško pitanje.
Do you know, what do you think when you hear me say, I love Jesus?
Što mislite kad kažete?
Did you know that?
Kad čujete mene da kažem ja volim Isusa.
I love Jesus. Me,
ja
Isus.
Ja volim
Isusa.
Ja.
Ja volim Isusa.
Šta mislite onda?
Šta misliš za to?
Pa to je moralno tvoje da voliš.
Ja mogu ići u vatru ako išta loše kažem. I can go to the hellfire. God will punish me if I say one bad thing of Jesus.
Ići ću u pakao ako išta kažem loše o Isusu.
Pa to te i slijedi.
Yeah. We believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers that God sent to convey the message, just like Abraham and Moses, that there's only one God and you worship him alone.
Vjerujemo da je bio jedan od velikih poslanika koji je donio poruku isto kao Abraham i Mojsije da obožavamo jednog Boga.
Pa, monoteizam.
Yes.
To da ti kažem, svrha vjere. To je svrha vjere i to je
monoteizam.
Ja takva pitanja ne bih ni postavljao.
There's no need to ask these questions.
Yeah. But this is to jeli, show.
Čuješ?
Yeah.
Come, ti this meni is to postavljaš show. Pitanje to.
Yeah.
A ja sam sveštenik.
Yeah. What's sveštenik?
Priest.
Yeah. This is to show like when you, if me and you, if I say, hey, you like basketball? Say, yes. You like football? Yes. You like the color blue? Yes. To show commonalities.
Da pokažemo sličnosti, to isto kao da vas pitam, volite košarku, volim, volite fudbal, volim.
Ne, to je vulgaris. To je vulgaris.
What's vulgaris? I'm not sure.
Vulgarno to je.
Vulgar, it's vulgar.
To nije za razgovor.
It's not to talk about. Mm-hmm. Al ko je, šta mislite?
Boga i sport.
Ne.
No.
To je samo primjer koji je dao.
Yeah.
Da nađemo ono zajedničko, da o tome pričamo.
Because Christians are not going anywhere. Muslims are not going anywhere. We have to live in this earth and we have to find a common ground to live in peace.
Moramo živjeti zajedno na ovoj zemlji i da nađemo zajednički temelj da živimo u miru.
And Jesus tells us to love your enemies, to love your neighbor. Islam says the same thing.
Isus kaže da treba da volimo neprijatelja i komšiju isto kao Islam.
And Islam says that we also worship one and only one God.
Kao isto u islamu je monoteizam da se obožava jedan Bog.
Čuješ? Ja sam odrastao sam pored džamije i katoličke crkve.
I grew up beside a mosque and a Catholic church.
I tako, to mi je jasno.
Yeah.
Ali kad drugi hoće rat, ja neću rat.
When others want the war, I don't want a war.
So don't you think this is how we can prevent something like that is by communicate, talking, making the human connection?
Da li mislite da bi spriječilo tako nešto poput rata da je dobro onda da pričamo jedni sa drugima?
Da se razumijemo, to understand each other.
Čuješ. Pa bi Ameri rat. Rat je te cijelo vrijeme.
You Americans have war all the time.
I'm talking me and you.
Pričam ja i vi.
Do you hate me?
Ja sam mnogo.
Do you hate me because I'm Muslim?
Amerikanaca, vojnika znao.
Yeah.
Dolazili su mi. I ti razgovori su ti bili sa njima. Rat i mir. Ja kažem već, ja sam izišao iz rata. A vi ste došli ovdje.
Ko mi?
Americans,
yeah. He's saying, I left the war and you Americans, the troops, you came here.
Yeah. I was reading an article where you said, correct me if I'm wrong.
Čitao sam jedan članak gdje ste vi rekli, ispravite me ako sam pogriješio.
That you felt like you lost your soul.
Da ste imali osjećaj da ste izgubili dušu.
What is
that? To je maharska televizija. Prenijela. To je plaćeno.
A niste znači to rekli?
Bože, sad ću.
Pa ja pola,
ja sam pola Sarajeva nahranio u toku rata.
I fed half the Sarajevo during the war.
120.000, preko 120.000 paketa sam preko Miljacke poslao.
Over 120.000 packages I sent over the Miljacka.
Eto, to je ekumenizam. Jer pola paketa je bilo srpski, a ovo drugo bilo muslimanski i hrvatski.
Half the packages I sent were for Serbs and half were for Croats, Catholics and Muslims.
Did you ever hear or study the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him?
Jeste li kad čuli ili izučavali nešto o životu Muhammeda alejhi
selam? Kako nisam, morao sam učiti u školi.
I had to in school.
I na studijama i u bogoslovi.
And during my studies.
We believe that the God out of his love,
mi vjerujemo da Bog iz njegove ljubavi,
he sent messengers,
da šalje poslanike.
And Bog je u ljubavi. Bog je u ljubavi.
Mm-hmm. God is in love.
Yeah, so out of his love and mercy he sent messengers,
poslao je poslanike iz svoje ljubavi.
And they all came with the same message.
Hristos je došao iz ljubavi božanske.
And they all came with the same message for human beings to submit their will to the one God.
I svi su došli sa istom porukom da se predaju, da svoju volju predaju Božjoj volji.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Jel ima smisla? Da se svi ljudi predaju Božjoj volji.
Yeah.
And we believe Muhammad is the final messenger.
I vjerujemo da je Muhammad posljednji poslanik.
He confirms Jesus,
koji je potvrdio Isusa.
Moses,
Mojsija.
Abraham,
Abrahama.
And to love God,
da vole Boga,
and to worship him alone,
i da obožavaju samo jednog Boga.
Čuješ? To je, to mi propovjedamo u crkvi stalno.
That's what we say in the church all the time.
To nikako čudo nije za nas, za ovaj svijet.
This is nothing new for us.
I što se tiče vjere, jači smo od njih preko okeana.
And we are in faith much stronger than you guys over the ocean.
Mm-hmm. But Digresija, koje je on vjere?
Musliman.
Musliman,
ne. Does he know what Muslim means?
Znaš što znači musliman?
Ja.
Pokoravanje Bogu i Božjoj volji.
Pravo vjerujući.
Pa ne, musliman, baš ja. Kao riječ, znači ja. Pokoravanje Bogu ja. I Božjoj ja. Volji. Submitting to God and God's will, right?
Yes.
Ovo što pomenuo, da sam ja rekao.
To smo čitali.
Budi Bog s nama. Ja
to
znam.
Smo vas došli i pitat.
So nikad nisam ja rekao. To je intervju nametnut i plaćen. Al Jazeera je platila. Dobro.
He said that interview was paid to put it out like this, he swears he would never say something like that.
Do you have any questions that or misconceptions about Islam or Muslims that you can ask and maybe that can remove some of the negative thoughts that you might have? Pretend like nothing ever happened as far as war or anything. We're just talking purely, you know, from a religious standpoint.
Imate li nekih pitanja ili nejasnoća o islamu koje bi volili pitat? Da razjasnite nejasnoća, zaboravite sve rat i to što je bilo.
Čuješ jednu stvar. Ja u islamu znam.
I know about Islam.
He knows about Islam?
Ili ja sam ti rekao da sam ja odrastao uz džamiju i katoličku crkvu.
Okay. I grew up beside a mosque and a
Does he know what La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Did he ever hear this? Does he know what it means?
Jeste li to čula?
Jesam.
Šta? I znate što znači? Nema da. Boga osim jednog i Muhammed je njegov poslanik.
Does he know that during the time of Jesus they would say La ilaha illallah Isa Rasulullah?
To su za vrijeme Isusa govorili.
Ma ja.
Nema Boga osim jednog,
ja.
Isus je poslanik.
Ma ja.
Did he hear it? Did he understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. Does he, when he hears the adhan, does he know what that means?
Znate li ezan šta znači? Kad čujete ezan, znate li riječ šta znači on je na ezan?
A šta je? Alem.
Alem?
Ja.
Učenik. Alim, ja. Alim.
Alim. Na džami je kugla. Ona.
Oh,
on the mask, yeah. the ball, what is that?
No,
ništa, no. Ne predstavljam.
Tako se zove.
Aha, to nas pitate, okay, he's asking if he knows something he knows.
Oh, thank you.
Sad mi znam.
Thank you, thank you. So when you hear these things, like, you know, when the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, means God is the greatest, God is the greatest. Did you know what it means that?
Jeste li znali da znači Allahu Ekber, da znači i Bog je najveći?
Pa ja.
Ja, to je ezan.
Pet ima vremena u danu kad se moli Bogu.
Yeah, five times in the day when to pray to God.
I abdes, i ovo i ono.
Yeah, that's like in the church when you say hallelujah, you know hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hvala
te Boga. Allahu Ekber, this hallelujah, Allahu Ekber.
Hvala te Boga.
Yes.
Ista stvar, samo drugi jezik.
Yeah. Did you know that in the Gospel of Matthew 26:39 that it says Jesus and he went a little further and he fell on his face and he prayed to God?
Da ima u Bibliji gdje kaže se da je Isus, znači, pao na lice i molio se Bogu.
Jeste.
That's how we pray.
Kao čovjek, kao čovjek se molio.
As a human he prayed.
Yeah.
Voda razlikovati.
Da, kao čovjek, pa i ljudi treba da se moli Bogu.
Čuješ? Da, sada moji muslimani bune se za Arape.
My Muslims here are complaining about the Arabs.
Oni se drugačije Bogu mole nego moji muslimani.
They pray differently to God than the Muslims here.
Yeah. But what do you think about when Jesus, then when he fell on his face and prayed to God, how we do, the same way? That's another similarity I'm showing. Just these are just similarity, commonalities.
Znači, sličnosti iz kršćanstva, onaj, gdje Isus je padao na licem na pod, tako i muslimani danas se mole Bogu.
When we say assalamu alaikum, Jesus said shalamu alaik, peace be with you.
Isto Isus govorio, mir s tobom, selam aleikum, yeah. Assalamu
alaikum. To je
samo jezičke različitosti.
Varijanta jezična.
Da. Yeah. What do you think in Aramaic? Aramaic, right?
Isus je govorio aramejski.
Ja pa stare aramejski. Samo jedno selo, ja mislim u Siriji, govori taj jezik.
Yeah, bravo.
Aramejski.
You know how in Aramaic God is called? Allah.
Na armenskom se Bog kaže Allaha.
In Hebrew, Eloh.
Na hebrejskom, Eloh.
Arabic, Allah.
Ima korijen u svim jezicima.
There is a root in all the languages.
I'm just showing these similarities because there is so much now that you can see that brings people together rather separating.
Samo pokazujem sličnosti sad između nas koje bi trebalo da nas pridobe da budemo bliži a ne dalji.
Did he know that in the Quran there's a whole chapter named after the blessed mother of Jesus called Maryam?
U Kur'anu je cijela sura po Isusovoj majci Mariji.
Ja, Marija.
Did he ever read the Quran?
Jeste li kad čital prevod Kur'ana?
Pa jesam. Imam ga, brate.
He has it.
Imao sam, pa sam nekoliko podijelio
ovim
vojsci.
To the military.
To sam ja dijelio kao poklon.
As a gift.
Oh, he was giving Qurans as a gift?
Yeah.
Do you believe in destiny?
Jel vjerujem u sudbinu?
Do you think we're here by destiny?
Jel mislite da je sudbina što smo mi došli ovdje? Ili
proviđanje božansko. Ja sudbinu providnost božanska.
Kako mislite?
Sve je po Božjoj zapovijesti.
Everything happens by God's will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Proviđenje božansko. Sve što se dešava nama, to je proviđenje.
Ja, već znači određeno.
A?
Već određeno. Već određeno od Boga.
Ma ja.
Ja. It's everything that happens is already decided by God's will.
Ali Bog da učestvuje u tome. And on sliku daje.
God is giving the picture and not
yeah.
So,
is there any questions that anything about Islam, there anything that while we're here that we can answer or anything that you might have that?
Imate li nekih pitanja o Islamu ili nejasnoća da bi mogli ovo da pričamo?
And can I and then can I give him a gift?
I može li on vama poklon dati?
Here,
voilà.
This is mujiza.
To su onaj čuda u Kur'an, naučna čuda u Kur'an.
Lijepo mi je za biblioteku.
It's nice for my library.
Yeah. I want to thank you for sitting with us.
Zahvaljujem vam se što ste sjeli.
Hvala vam na ovom intervju.
And I would like to continue that legacy that all the prophets brought of us working together to collaborate with our neighbors in goodness and in love.
Da nastavi ovo što su svi naši prijašnji poslanici radili, znači da pričamo jedni drugima i da dostavljamo poruku Božiju.
To start these communications
because people can između ljudi.
Ej, među vjerujućim ljudima nikad ne bi došlo do rata.
Between believing people war would never happen.
Uzrok zla na zemlji traži se u ratu, u politici.
The root of the evil in the war on earth is in politics.
U crkvi stalno molimo za mir.
In church, ali đavo
je tu.
But the devil is
pa
here.
Tebe i mene i njega huška jedno na drugo.
And pushes us against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Tako da kažem ovo što se dešava u svijetu i ti reče poštuj ma zapovijest, poštuj, to je 10 Božji dekalog.
The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments to honor the father and the neighbor.
To moramo početi, ali sve je manje poštovanja i oca i matere i stariji.
But all less and less respect to the parents and the elders.
To je problem.
Yeah.
I onda jedna stvar. Ne, bogomolje. Ja kad općeno kajem bogomolje. Ne dolazi se.
People don't come to the houses of worship.
To je problem.
That's the problem.
Sa, ja znam, o Bajramima, Begova je džamija puna, a petkom, 50 duša u Begova džamiji klanja.
At Eid, there's Begova džamija, the mosque in Sarajevo is full, but the other days, let's say Friday, there's not many people.
Uh-huh. Tako je isto u crkvama.
So is in the churches.
Svaki džemat broji 2000 duša. A ovdje u crkvi bilo 200.
Every džemat is 2-3,000 people, but the church came about 200.
Znaš ti šta je džemat? Mm-hmm. E pa eto ti.
Yeah.
Kad si ti u džamiji bio?
When were you at the mosque?
Jesi klanjao?
Did you pray?
E tako ti je.
Yeah. So thank you very much, and I would like to see these doors open, and inshallah you can help us to start this good work.
Hvala vam što ste pričali s nama i volio bih da imamo ova otvorena vrata da možemo jedni s drugima da pričamo i da to širimo.
And I would sincerely, humbly, I would request that you look more into the life of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, who came with the same message as Jesus, calling people to La ilaha illallah, there's nothing worthy of worship but the one God, and Muhammad is the messenger.
I drago mi bilo kad bi vi malo uzeli da izučite život onaj poslanika Muhammeda, koji je pozivao samo u vjerovanje jednog Boga isto kao Isus.
Pa isto, u Kur'anu je 560 citata iz Biblije.
In the Quran there are 560 from the passages from the Bible.
Like when Moses came, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one."
Kao na primjer kad je Mojsije došao i rekao Israelitima, vaš Bog je jedan.
Jesus came with the same message.
Isus je došao isto sa istom porukom, Bog je jedan.
That's why you'll see the same thing in Quran, because it's coming from the same source.
U Kur'anu, zato što dolazi iz istog izvora od Boga.
Yeah.
So da ti kažem, Islam je i hrišćanstvo monoteizam.
Islam, Christianity is monoteizam.
I da ti kažem, imaju korijene u Starom Zavjetu.
And there are roots in the Old Testament.
So we would say, if you had the Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran is the last and final testament.
Da li onda možemo reći, ako ima i Stari onaj Zavjet i Novi Zavjet, da je Kur'an posljednji Zavjet?
Pa, da ti kažem, Kur'an je sveta knjiga.
Da li vi vjerujete da je Muhammed Božji poslanik?
Kako da ti kažem? I vjerujem i ne vjerujem.
I believe and I don't believe that Muhammed is the messenger.
Do you believe that no one should be worshipped except the one God alone without partners?
Vjerujete da samo jednog Boga treba obožavati, samo njega?
Ja.
Yes.
And if you can confirm that Muhammad is the messenger, then you would be fulfilling what God Almighty wants all of us to fulfill in this
znači,
life.
Znači, ako već vjerujete da jednog Boga treba obožavati,
ja.
I ako
sam, without partners.
Bez
partnera, bez ikoga, yeah. znači samo jednog Boga.
Yeah.
I pored toga da je Muhammed njegov poslanik.
Just like Jesus, Abraham.
Isto kao Isus i Mojsije i Abraham.
Ne, Mojsije i Abraham, on stalno upotrebljava ta imena. Oni su starozavetni.
Pa dobro, upotrebljava ih da su svi sa istom porukom došli.
Pa nema,
ali ista nas... poruka bila, sviju. Jedan Bog.
Monoteizam. Ali oni su razradili.
Ko je?
Isus i Muhammed. To je razrađeno.
Kako mislite ovo... razrađeno? Šta znači, mislim, ne razumijem.
Abraham je htio Isaka na žrtvu da prenese.
Dobro. Abraham wanted to sacrifice Isaac. Mm-hmm.
Ovo je evoluiralo.
This is evolution later what mm-hmm. came.
To je to.
Dobro, ali on ovdje pominje njih samo da su svi poslanici Božji došli sa porukom samo jednog Boga obožavati.
Abraham, Isak i Jakov. To je trijada. Zalazi kao Isus i Muhammed.
How does he think about the first commandment in the Bible? It says, thou shalt have no other gods except the one God. Thou shalt not worship anything in the heavens and the earth.
Znači, u prvom zavjetu.
Stari zavjet. To vodi stari.
Biblija je... Treba samo obožavati jednog Boga. Šta mislite o tome? To je,
pa to je jasno je, bolam. Ne.
That's clear.
Pa to je jasno.
That you only worship one God.
Neću, pa nisam ja mnogo božac.
I'm not a... Mushrik, what
do you
say? Yeah.
All right. Mnogo božac.
Yeah. Again, thank you so much.
Hvala vam puno.
Yes.
Hvala vama, tebi.
So we just finished the short little talk and interview with the head priest here, Serbian priest. How do you think that went?
He says he worships only one God. He was friendly to us, not what we may have expected to be, you know, insulted. He didn't think we came here to insult him,
yeah.
To provoke him. So we had a nice conversation, friendly conversation.
Yeah. I was making the example, like, because there's a lot of tension in this area. Some people from Bosnians or from Muslims around these parts, you think some people are going to get really angry that we came here, that we sat with someone who's a known Chetnik, and some people will say that this person, you know, probably being a commander in this genocide that happened, killed so many people, and then why are you guys sitting with him? Do you think there's going to be some of that resentment?
I think there will be. There's always people who think this way. There's always people who think in the nationalism mindset. You don't go talk to these people. He hates Muslims, he killed Muslims, and you have no business talking to these people, yeah. calling them to Islam.
Now, anybody who has, I gave an example, if you had to work at a factory, we talked about that yesterday, if you had to work at a factory and there were Serbs working there, Chetniks working there, you had to earn your livelihood, you think they would work in that factory?
Yes, I mean...
They'd be professional about it, right?
You would be professional, you have your job, you have your paycheck, so you gotta work with these people.
Yeah. But we have to be beyond professionalism when it comes to this deen and sharing the message. This is what Allah, the Creator, told us to do.
Yes, it's not up to us to choose who's going to submit to God or who's not submitting, who's not supposed to submit to God. It's not up to us to choose.
And it's not up to us who we're going to choose to deliver the message to or not.
No, that's we have, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, had to deliver the message. Who's gonna follow the message? Who's gonna submit to God? That's Allah's will.
Yeah.
And our job is to deliver the message to whomever.
One thing that came to mind, because we know that Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and there was the man who killed 99, you know, the story of the man who killed 99 people. And then he went to the monk and he said, because now it was eating him away. And he went there and said, is there any mercy for me? What do I do? He said, what? You killed 99 people. And then he told him, he said, you know, hey, you're done. There's no hope for you. He killed him too. Now he killed 100. Yeah. But then he went to a learned man. And that learned man gave him the proper advice. He told him to leave this area.
And obviously he told them about turning to his creator alone without associates, turning to the one God. And then he went, and on his way he died. And then he was actually closer to the place he had just left. But then the angels came and they asked, where should we put this person? Because the angel of punishment came, the angels of mercy. And then Allah made it that his way, because he said wherever he was closer to, that's where he'll go. Now imagine, this person killed 100 people, but he turned away from setting up partners with Allah, away from the evil. He came and he repented, and then Allah made the way that he was going towards closer, and he admitted him to Jannah.
Yes, and this is a perfect example for this that we should do. Call everybody to Islam, to Allah, to submit to Allah. Mm-hmm. So as I said, it's not up to us to choose who is good for it or not.
Yeah, so I think we did our part. We told him about La ilaha illallah.
Yes.
We told him about the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad.
Which he said he does and does not believe in. So it's a step closer.
Yeah. And we shared some of the commonalities there. And we did our part. Inshallah, the people, if he doesn't accept, the people that are watching, the Serbs and others who are tuning in, who have a problem with this Trinity, who doesn't make sense, they're also doing things in life that's not bringing them peace, solace, and contentment. They're searching for purpose.
Yes.
Inshallah, this can be a means that can help them to overcome that nationalism and to not see Muslims as the other and all the other things that they're programmed to believe. And maybe they can come to the purpose of life, the true purpose of life, of only worshiping the one God alone, doing good deeds, being morally upright, and this can be a means for them.
Yes, and also an example that we can come here to the Serbian part and openly talk. We came here to the church, which everybody would think it was dangerous. I myself thought it would be dangerous, but we had a nice conversation.
Yeah. Thank you guys here in Republika Srpska in Bosnia. Assalamu alaikum.